Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Stretch run of Grant and Danny. You can call us right now if you want to talk Chase Young. We are discussing his absence from OTAs yet again. Multiple years into his career, a couple of disappointing seasons after not showing up and working in the offseason with his teammates and still doing the same thing. Do you mind? 800-636-1067. Is there a way that he breaks out this season and delivers still on the promise of when he was drafted at number two overall? Earlier, I talked about the idea that I would still buy some stock just because you can get it at such a good price. Like at one point in time, it was going for $55.60 a share. Now it's down to $7 or $8. You might as well grab a few of those because he might break out. The problem I've had with him when you watch him, though, and you certainly saw this in the final three games last year, Danny, when he came back from the torn ACL, where are my moves, man?
Yep.
Where is my pass rushing acumen? Where's my rip and my swim and my club and my dodge, duck, dip, dive? Like, what? Where are the... What's the word kids use? Bag? Where's the bag?
Where is it?
Where are the tricks up your sleeve? It's a lot of, I know that you're bigger, faster, stronger than almost everyone, but in this league, it hasn't really worked to get home. Now, you could work on moves one-on-one with Lorenzo Alexander out in Arizona or with Von Miller in Denver or wherever he's living. And hopefully he's doing that this offseason. But when you're rehabbing, I remember someone who was injured telling me one time, when you're spending a year rehabbing, you can't get better. You're just trying to get back.
Uh-huh.
You, whatever. Let's say you were a 75 out of 100 on like a Madden scale. You're trying to get back to that 75. That's the whole goal of the whole offseason during the rehab. That was last offseason for Chase Young. This offseason, ideally, you're trying to turn the 75 into the 85. You're getting everything a little refined, a little tuned up. You're getting all the way back. You're surpassing that 75, but now I'm going to add a move. I'm going to get a little more, whatever it is, faster,
yep.
Bigger, quicker, first step agility, explosive, twitchy. Not that he needs all of those things. There's a handful of days this offseason where you can work out with your team, with your defensive line coach, Skinina, who you didn't get a ton of time to work with last year, only the three games after they fired a coach after the offseason, coaching the D-line. With Kerrigan, your assistant D-line coach, you've only had those three games with last season. And remember, they got less OTA time this offseason than they've ever had before. Number one, because based on the CBA, you just don't get a lot of time on the grass. But number two, they were penalized for whatever happened last year. They lost three OTA days.
That's right.
So there's less time for you to put in the work. You have all offseason to do all the other stuff you want to do. It is voluntary. We understand that. You can skip the part where you scream, it's voluntary. What don't you understand? A lot of things are voluntary.
Sure.
It's voluntary whether or not I want to prepare for my show every day. What is contractually obligated is 2 to 6:30. I still put together a rundown. I still do reading. I still prep. It's voluntary, kind of, for a player who hasn't performed. You know who it's voluntary for, honestly, is Stephon Diggs, who wasn't there today. Or Myles Garrett. Or some dude who makes the Pro Bowl every single season. When you make a bunch of Pro Bowls, now it's voluntary. When you're still trying to prove it, when the team just told you you're not good enough, they're going to pick up the option, it's less voluntary, man. You need extra credit because your grade's not good enough.
There's something to be said if your way works. Nobody bothers you. So for example, here at this station, somebody brought up a good example earlier. You and me shouldn't try to do things like the junkies do. If we did what the junkies did, or we tried to, we would fail. We have to do it differently. We have to do it our way. We have to do what our boss says to do. They can do whatever the hell they want because they're an institution and they're awesome, right? They've produced for almost 30 years. We have not. different rules, right? It's pretty simple. If your way has led to excellent results, then I'm just a curmudgeon going, I wish everyone was at OTAs. I just wish you wanted to be there, including Montez Sweat and Charles Leno. It's a bummer they're not. Whatever. I think everyone should be there. And that's as strong as I go. When your way hasn't worked and nothing's gotten through to you to this point, I don't see defending it. I really don't. I'm very aware of the definition of voluntary. I'm good at it. Plenty. I understand. Why wouldn't you want your leader? Because that's the guy that goes on the poster. That's the dude who was the face of this thing not that long ago, if you recall. He was the league-wide superstar. That when people do the jersey swap, they want a 99's jersey. Why wouldn't you want your leader to volunteer? Why wouldn't you want that person leading all of the time? Now is the time to do it. It's not when you know the Instagram, the social media team is there, you know, pregame before you play the Eagles, when you can yell and they cut up your speech to some music and it sounds great. This is the time when no eyes are on you and it's just you and your teammates. That's the leading time, not the front running, you know, I can make a big speech and look pretty cool and post it to my followers type stuff. This is the time you do it. So, yeah, I think it's ridiculous, to be frank with you. The thing that I think is more ridiculous, though, are the people that defend it, because there are plenty of them. The station did a good job, tweeted out what you and I were talking about at the top of the show when I lost my voice and whatever. And the responses are as typical as you would think. It's voluntary, like yelling the word or overemphasizing with like clap emojis inside.
People who were saying that 2 years ago, he ended up having a terrible season. Eventually got hurt, but for 9 or 10 games, was not productive. People were upset when he didn't rehab with the team. And I said, does this make sense to you? This seems like something that is not being done correctly. He should be rehabbing at the facility like Logan Thomas and every other player I ever remember in my life who tore an ACL does during the offseason. Logan Thomas came back. Chase Young lingered and lingered and lingered and lingered and eventually played 3 games. Now, I know the different injuries, and it was a very serious injury, and I understand all that. I also know the team thought he was going to be back weeks before he was. Weeks before. In week, I don't know the specifics, but like 8 or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we think he might play this weekend. Then he didn't. Week 9, we think he might play this weekend. Then he didn't. I remember people each week would yell at me and scream at me, you're making a big deal out of nothing. This is a normal recovery. Then a week later, all right, well, if he's still not playing in a week, maybe you're onto something. Okay, now you're onto something. Well, when's he going to come back? What's going on with this guy? Week by week, kind of changing their tune. The team said they weren't picking up the option. They know the behind the scenes better than anyone. If you don't care about that, that's fine. Maybe you know better than they do. Let's go to Jake in D.C. What's up, Jake?
Hey, guys. First-time caller, long-time listener. I just wanted to say I completely agree with you. Not worth it. To me, this is just the next Jadeveon Clowney, you know, pick top, you know, number one, number two, and basically did nothing with it. And, you know, he's got to put in the work, and you know, when nobody's looking. So completely agree with you guys. Not worth picking up the option.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, dude.
Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray!
I don't know, Darius. I don't think we can just play it after the call. I think we're either prepared and we hit the button right when he says he's a first-time caller, or we just miss our opportunity. I mean, if you find out Danny's birthday was a week ago and you did nothing for it, do you go up to Danny and say happy birthday, or do you just have to wait till next year?
Well, I think Danny Routier?
That's him, Charles. Good to talk to you, buddy. I think as soon as you find out, you could say it.
So just 2 weeks late. Happy birthday, man.
Oh, man, I missed it. Happy birthday. Yeah, 2 weeks is a long time, though. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I just want to hear Jim Zorn say hip, hip, hooray, though. So it's, you know what I mean? It's like I'm torn.
You know what people struggle with, it seems like?
What?
The idea that you can have like differing opinions for various people based on things that matter, called like context or nuance. So like people are like, I just don't understand, man. There's 2 other players that aren't there, too. Yes, players that play every week and who are good. Players who have proven themselves. There are 3 guys that aren't there. Mm-hmm. Only one of them has been a massive disappointment the last 2 seasons. The other 2 have not. Do you get the difference there?
Yeah, it's pretty intuitive to me.
It's not like you have to have to, you use the junkies point, but it doesn't have to be the same rules for every person all the time. That sounds great. If you think that's how the word works, that's cute and adorable. It's not. If you get pulled over and you have a warrant out for your arrest, you're probably not getting off with a warning, and the guy's going, hey, have a great night, by the way, take care of that back light. If you get pulled over, and I don't know how points work, the more of them you have, I think
you don't
the
want
worse.
Points, yeah.
If you have 14 points or whatever.
You're like Johnny Davis. You don't want points.
And you're 11 over. There you go.
Thank you.
The speed limit. And someone pulls you over. They might go, this guy is a terrible driver. He needs to go to a driving course. I'm throwing the book at you. If you've got a perfect driving record and no warrant and they just can't find any blemishes, they go, hey, look, you were going 11 over, man. Maybe slow it down next time. I can't fathom. I'm trying to wrap my head around this possibility of, like, the stupid thinking emoji with the dumb hand in front of the chin. Why do you feel differently about Montez Sweat? Stupid emoji. Because he's good. Because he's played well. Because I know every Sunday when he's out there, he'll get three pressures, two quarterback hits, and probably a half sack. That's why. Well, but he's not great. Okay. That's fine. I'm not the guy who just gets angry every time someone doesn't show up for OTAs. There's someone out there who is that guy. He's probably sitting across from
me. You met him. His name's Danny.
He's 3 feet away. Yell at him. I'm the guy who says, if you have something to prove, maybe put in the extra work. If your bosses 2 weeks ago, a referendum against your career, said we're not picking up our option on your contract for next year, so your contract's up in December, you got to prove it now, maybe you would go, I'm not going to be late to work tomorrow. Or that day where people that want to go in for the lesson on how to get better at your job or whatever, maybe I'll show up to that one. They're watching me closely. It's like you pull away, to use my cop analogy, you pull away after being pulled over. You get back on the road and you immediately start speeding again. No, you're supposed to be on your best behavior right after you get pulled over.
Is John Allen there? Is Terry McLaurin there? You know what I mean? Like, it's so intuitive to me.
I hate that stupid emoji, that finger in the face. What is it?
It's someone going,
Is it a curious emoji?
But it's implied that I know something. We both know it.
Where is Tressway? Get him on the phone. I want him to take that emoji and punt it into outer space. That's my least favorite emoji. I hate it so much. It's more annoying than the tearing laughing emoji.
You're not crying laughing.
There's a 95% chance if you routinely tweet at me with that emoji, you're muted. Just know that.
All right.
Because here's what I do. It's two things. Like if you make fun of me specifically as a jerk, or you say something about my family, you're muted. The other thing is if you use that stupid emoji where you cry laughing. Being sarcastic about something, you're muted.
You're not crying loud.
I need to add this stupid emoji. Can I do that? Can I put a governor up to
the gag order on it? I'm sure you can.
But you know how there's words.
Yeah,
you
I know
can
what you
block?
Mean. I have so many blocks like golf.
Anyone using that stupid emoji, I want to never see that tweet.
So, is it to me the most annoying one? Is this one where someone implies they are clapping between every word? To that forever. I hope you go right in your pants every day and you ruin all of them. That one, I hate it so much. That's number one. The crying laughing one, again, it's like you're not crying laughing.
Okay, but you probably type LOL sometimes.
I don't. I've actually never done that purposely. I say that made me laugh. I can't believe grown men type LOL.
So
I can't believe it.
I will say, I never used LOL in my life until a couple years ago for the same reason. I thought it was the weirdest, dumbest, stupidest thing.
I just can't believe we're there.
Right. Please stop doing that. I have begun, and now routinely, I'll do it all the time, and it's about brevity and succinctness. Mm-hmm. I always did the that's funny or I'm laughing or something. Mm-hmm. What I do now is if I'm actually laughing out loud, you've earned it.
Yep.
I think it was CK. Someone texted me the other day something funny. And I said,
I did. It was you and me. We had an exchange. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. You were down at the by where I went to the bed and breakfast. I made you chuckle.
By the way, that was incredible.
Thank you.
Very, very funny.
Uh-huh.
But I think I said I'm belly laughing or I'm laughing out loud.
Mm-hmm.
I will actually tell you with words when you do it.
Uh-huh.
But I always now will just do LOL. I know I'm not proud of myself, but it's easy. It's fast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably one step to doing a stupid emoji. But it's this, man. It's the you take your
yeah. You
your
make
hand,
a Nike swoosh check mark. Turn it
you just
backwards.
Put it on your chin. Like no one's ever done that. No one makes this face. Like no one's ever.
You got to look up in the air when you do it too.
You know what I have to do is never see it again. Because it's always, by the way, when someone's assuming
think they've got something on you.
Why do you think that? What does this say about you? It says I'm capable of knowing the difference between a player who produces and one who doesn't. You aren't in this club. I understand that. What does it say about you, emoji face? It means I'm able of this thing called context and nuance and not everything. I don't live in a black and white world, okay? I don't. I apologize. If you do, that's cool. I hope it's awesome. I hope they have buffalo wings there because they're freaking great.
Mm.
But I'm doing this. What does it say about you, emoji? God, it just ricks me.
Oh, yeah.
Where's that energy for Montez Sweat?
Thinking emoji, little yellow Pac-Man thinking emoji face.
Turner is in Hollywood. What's up, Turner?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up,
bud? Are you in Hollywood, Maryland, or are you in L.A.?
Hollywood, Maryland.
Okay, very good.
Okay, first time caller, but I listen to you guys every day. I don't even listen to you.
But Jim's already welcome you. And go.
Darius is back on that.
There he is.
Been a rough week for the welcoming, but that's good. I like that, Darius.
Okay, so they call me Coach Turner because I've coached most of the players that are from this area. I've had my hands on them or coached each and every one of them from the DMV. Now, this time I think you guys are wrong. Here's why. Because it's a business. Not only for the Commanders or the NFL, it's a business also for Chase. So he has to do what he has to do. He knows he has to go out and be in this is his contract year. He knows he has to go out and learn those things that he's missing. He may not be getting that from those coaches at the Commanders facility. He may be going out to get that from somebody else just because he's got to make this contract. He's got to make this upcoming contract. It's the same as my son who plays for the Raiders. He's got to work. Sometimes he has to go out of that facility to get the work that he needs. That's why I think you may be wrong on this one.
Appreciate you. I get what you're saying. And for the record, when people bash players for holding out from training camp, as an example, mm-hmm. in a contract dispute, I take the side of the player. It is a business. There's a finite amount of opportunity to make money. It's a business for them, too. And in fact, I think there are, not every time, again, crazy thing, where every situation is a little different. But I think there are plenty of times where a player is underpaid. If Austin Ekeler this year held out or something, who's a battering ram going into a wall, carrying the Chargers and underpaid, whatever it is, I can be on the side of the player.
Yeah, and teams can just opt, it could just cut you at a whim. Yeah,
this isn't about money or business or a dispute over a contract that we know of. This is kind of just how he operates. It's a part of the offseason that's still mine and not the team.
And so that point would hold water if we had Trent Williams type production, right? So I'm a bit extreme, and I think everyone should be there because your leaders are there and you aspire to be a leader and the guys that are trying to make the team are there. I think it's too important to miss activities where you can be around your teammates. I think it's too critical, but whatever. But just put that aside. I understand that I'm over there way, way far on one side. Just for the rest of us, if you were balling out and you were awesome in search of that contract, wouldn't you want to be known as a guy that posts? Wouldn't you want to be known as a guy that leads by example, by being there, you know, first in, last out? This way, again, the attention is for something that you're not doing once again, right? I mean, if that's what we're talking about, contract stuff, this is not the best way to go get a contract.
Brian's in Manassas on G&D. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it? Hey, man. So I'm LOLing, eating buffalo wings, and sending emojis.
Attaboy.
But, I mean, lead by example. Danny just stole it from me. I mean, the first year, you get a pass. Okay, great. You know, I understand you're doing your own thing, but come in and kill it, you know. And that didn't happen. You got injured. Okay. Long recovery, you know, we need you next year. But lead by example. Once again, I mean, you were supposed to be our team leader to begin with. Didn't come in, didn't produce. And I just think everyone's cutting them a little slack now. And back with the last caller said, yeah, it's a business. I understand that. But I mean, when you don't show up, even if it's voluntary, are you expecting a raise or are they going to be looking for the next person? You know what I mean?
And are you positioning yourself, forget Washington for a second, to thrive in the next place?
Yeah.
I don't think he doesn't work hard. Like, I'm quite sure he's training somewhere. But there's either value to this or not, and 99% of the roster, again, decided that there is value. And he is part of the 1% that decided that there is not. And if he was playing really well, a la Sweat.
You go, what are you going to do?
Leno, it wouldn't have come up today, probably. I would have just said in updates or whenever, hey, three guys weren't there. Here are the three guys. But one of them is a player who you and I have highlighted as being one of the biggest stories of the season, who has a lot to prove, who is going into a make-or-break year for his career.
Cam Curl's a badass. He's produced at an incredibly high level. He's criminally underpaid. He's in line for a contract. He posted.
Yeah, by the way,
see what I'm saying?
Sweat, unlike Chase Young, who they picked up the fifth-year option of, he's in a contract year like Young is, but is in the fifth year of his contract. Like, it's you pay me now or I walk. He could be holding out and saying, I want a contract, a la Daron Payne last year. Payne actually showed up and, you know, did this crazy thing where he went and earned his money. He went at 11 and a half sacks, and then the team paid him.
Interesting.
As one of the highest paid defensive tackles on the planet.
Earned his money. Thanks. Yep. Mm-hmm. Got it right.
That's
down.
The one. It is time for the leadoff Nats baseball tonight. The San Diego Padres are in town, and that means our guy, Juan Soto. I'm going to waddle down Half Street in a minute, go on over to Nats Park and watch some baseball. Mackenzie Gore on the hill against Yu Darvish. Steamed up for that pitching matchup. Should be a lot of fun. Taking a peek at the Nats lineup.
In right field, leading off, Lane Thomas. Batting second, playing second, Luis Garcia. Batting third because he's hot right now, Jamer Candelario. Cleanup, Joey Meneses, your designated hitter. Left fielder, Corey Dickerson. Batting sixth, K-Bear Ruiz doing the catching. At first base, batting seventh, Dominic Smith. In center field, batting eighth, Alex Call. Batting ninth, shortstop, C.J. Abrams.
Jamer Candelario.
Hot right now.
16 for his last 28. That's a .571 average this week.
Now, hold on to that one.
19 for his last 54. That's a .352 average over 15 games. He has been killing it. Darvish against Gore, Thomas, Garcia, Candelario, Meneses, Dickerson, Ruiz, Smith, Call, and Abrams for the Nationals. The leadoff is brought to you by our friends over at Rudy's Golf. We appreciate them for sponsoring our leadoff on GND. Enjoy yourselves this evening. Hopefully you check out the Nats game right here on 106.7 The Fan just after 7 o'clock. Charlie and Dave, come your way with pregame next. For Darris, Ryan, and Danny, I'm Grant saying so long. We're back at it tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Thank you for coming.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.